WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning on One Hit Wonder Day. We'll play some more One Hit Wonders throughout the morning. We'll also have a One Hit Wonder related brain freeze question of the week coming up during the Gen X Files later on this hour. So a lot going on. Of course, we've still got all of our great contests going on at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So if you would like to enter to win a pair of tickets to see the B-52s in Devo at Xfinity Center on Thursday, October 2nd. 1 week from today, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. That's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, but where you can also try at tomorrow's big fall favorites tasting, happening from 4 to 6 at Stevie's. And in the next hour, we're going to check in with Thomas from Heavenly Spirits about some of the great things they'll be pouring tomorrow, including my personal favorite, Dark Arts. The Dark Arts line of whiskeys and ryes. And then also, you can enter to win a pair of Cape Air passes, because Monday is the launch of Cape Air's New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford service. We'll be broadcasting live there, myself, from 6 to 9, and then actually from 6 to 8, because then I'm getting on the first flight and going to Boston, and then I'll take the first flight back from Boston to New Bedford, so I can report back to you all about what it's like. But then Chris McCarthy will also be broadcasting live there as well. And you could enter to win a pair of Cape Air passes at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. And then, of course, in the next hour, your first Money Talks cash code of the day. We're going to have 10 chances for you to try to win $1,000. All you got to do is listen for that three-digit code and then enter it in the right box on the Money Talks page, on the website or on the app, and you'll be entered to win. And that's brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So you heard in the news the story about the Dartmouth man. Remember the Dartmouth home explosion? There was a house that there was an explosion in the garage and the fire. One resident was hurt and a dog was killed. Well, it's been determined that the cause of the fire was from fireworks and other materials that were stored in the garage. So I don't know, you know, what led to them, what led to the explosion. They didn't get too in depth in the release that we got with how exactly it happened. It just said preliminary investigation indicates the explosions were caused by fireworks and related substances igniting in the garage. And they said the police chief said, even though to the extent of the damage made it impossible to determine the exact cause, investigators believe it was an accidental event. But one person has been summons to court in relation to it. Kevin Ruiz summons to court on charges of possession of component parts capable of creating a destructive or incendiary device, possession of explosives, 3 counts of wanton destruction of property over $1,200, and disturbing the peace. So yes, you could be held criminally responsible for fireworks that just go off in your own garage, apparently. Now, whether or not he's convicted remains to be seen. These are just charges at this point, but it seems many people probably have some fireworks in their garage, in their basement. And most of the time, I shouldn't say this because I don't know it to be true, but certainly from the amount of fireworks that I hear going off throughout the course of the summer and the lack of police resources to be able to go and try to stop them, I think most times police departments turn a blind eye to this and say, well, yeah. Like, what are we going to do? We're not going to go find everybody that has fireworks. We've got more important things to worry about. But at the same time, you see now the danger of what these can do. You had someone who was killed in Wareham over the summer. Now you have this house explosion. You know, does that mean that they should be illegal and that you shouldn't be allowed to own them? I don't think so. I mean, believe me, I don't want everybody having access to them because I just hate hearing them go off all the time. But it's certainly, I think that if it was less of a clandestine thing, people could be safer with them. But anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We were talking in the last hour about this recent development with the New Bedford Police Union. They are looking for a captain to be appointed, division commander for the North End Station. They've asked the leadership of the police department, Chief Jason Thody and Assistant Deputy Chiefs Scott Carolla and Derek Belong, they've asked them to have the mayor put somebody in that role because the mayor has to be the one to do that. And according to the police union, they did. They did bring that request to the mayor's office, and the mayor said, not doing that. And the statement that I got from the city spokesman, Jonathan Darling, was that this is a bargaining move by the police union while they are in contract negotiations to have that position be, let me get you the exact quote because I'm going to misspeak if I try to just remember it off the top of my head. So he said the union's sudden protestations about the North End Station have to do with its bargaining position. The union continues to cling to the outdated practice that senior management positions like captains should remain in the same bargaining unit as all other officers. The mayor has full confidence that Chief Thody will continue to manage the patrol needs of the North End effectively. But the police union's response that was echoed too by some of the city councilors is they have Captain Nathaniel Rodriguez at the helm of the South End Station. Why do you have a captain in the South End and not in the North End? And according to the union's Facebook post, with a captain in place, the station benefits from consistent oversight, strategic direction, and a clear chain of command. The captain plays a vital role in ensuring the station operates smoothly, administratively, operationally, and in terms of personnel management. And they say that without a captain there, without a division commander, even though the former division commander, Captain Robert Holmes, retired, his duties did not retire. They've been distributed among the lieutenants and sergeants of each platoon. Says these additional duties have been assumed without benefit of promotion, additional support, or financial compensation. So, again, you can read the statements in full. You can read what all the counselors had to say about this. There's quotes in the story from Council President Burgo, from Ward 1 Councilor Leo Choquette, from Ward 2 Councilor Maria Giesta, from Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver. Their wards are all affected by served by this police station. A statement from Councilor at Large Brian Gomes, who is the chair of the Committee on Public Safety and Neighborhoods. A statement from Councilor at Large Ian Abreu, who has been a longtime supporter of the police department, an outspoken advocate for them. And they're all backing the union stance here, which I know some people can look at and say, well, of course, that's political. Of course they're going to support the union. They need the police officers to come out and vote for them because those police officers' votes could be the difference between them and their opponents in an election that won't have a very high turnout. And of course they need the endorsement and the backing of the police union. And we are just weeks away from the preliminary election that, when it comes to council at large, is going to eliminate two of the candidates. So, yeah, I think that there is some political side to this as well. Plus, Councillor Choquette has an opponent. Councillor Giesta has an opponent. But I also think, too, that they are looking at this and saying, of course we need this. This makes common sense. And that's not a political answer. That's just a public safety answer. That's just a what makes the citizens of the North End not need that position that the citizens of the South End get. Why do the officers of the South End have the benefit of the division commander and the officers of the North End don't? I mean, I get it. I know eventually the plan is to shut down that station and have one centrally located new police headquarters and then build a new North End Public Safety Center like they have in the South End. I know that's, you know, the eventual goal is to kind of revamp the way that some of this runs, but you've already got that in the South End and you have a division commander there. So it would stand to reason you would have the same thing in the North End. So whenever Chris is able to reschedule Mayor Mitchell, I don't know if he's coming in a different day or if they're just going to hold off until next Wednesday because Chris was out yesterday. But when they get that done, that's a good question for the mayor. What's the reasoning not to do it? And does this mean that at some point you would eliminate that position from the South End? Especially when the chief is apparently asking for it. Don't you want to support your new police chief with as much help as you can give him? Maybe this can be a negotiating tool with the council, depending on how that lawsuit comes out. But anyway, there's that. There's also the post that was put out in the website, webpage that was put up by the New Bedford Police Department that addresses the department's role in federal immigration enforcement operations. So according to the police department, and I'm just going to read you the post that they put up. The NBPD has recently experienced federal law enforcement operations in the city. In response to inquiries and questions we have received from the community, we have created an FAQ page to clarify the NBPD's role in such situations, outline the laws that govern our involvement, and explain what residents can expect from our officers. This guidance is meant to ensure that the NBPD fulfills its duty to keep the peace, uphold the law, and protect public safety without engaging in federal civil immigration enforcement. So they put this, you know, the post is on Facebook, but it links over to an FAQ page they put on the New Bedford Police website and newbedfordpd.com. And some of the questions are things like, and we can get more in depth in this coming up, but can the NBPD be required to enforce federal immigration law? What if ICE presents a federal arrest warrant? What is the NBPD's role during federal immigration operations? What can NBPD officers not do during ICE operations? How do officers know if ICE agents are legitimate? Can NBPD officers interfere with ICE operations? Can the NBPD share information with ICE? Why does the NBPD have these rules? How does the NBPD ensure that officers enforce this neutrally regardless of political views? What happens if community members protest during ICE operations? Does the NBPD notify ICE when prisoners are released, or can the NBPD hold someone for ICE if asked? And then finally, what are the steps for a typical NBPD response during an ICE operation? So those are some of the questions. Those are the questions that are addressed on the FAQ page. And like I said, we can get into some of that, but just we're up against the clock right now. I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get you the news. We'll get you today's edition of the Gen X Files, complete with our brain freeze question of the week. And then we can dive deeper into this. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the midst.
And there you go. For a one-hit wonder day, there's Taco with Putting on the Ritz. All right, we're going to go into the news right now. Before we do that, though, you might be thinking to yourself today, well, I guess I'm not hanging the laundry out on the clothesline. Yeah, you're definitely not. And that's all the more reason to bring it down to Dash Laundromat. Because not only can Dash Laundromat get your clothes super clean and fresh, I mean, I'm wearing clothes that came from Dash right now. But they also can save you time, and they can give you, especially this time of year, there's so much going on. You're so busy. You don't have time to spend doing laundry, washing and drying it, and especially folding it. That's what really is the time suck when it comes to laundry. So why do any of that? Just have Dash Laundromat do it for you. They make it easy with their reusable laundry totes. You just fill it up, drop it off, and go. And if you're dropping it off in Dartmouth, you don't even need to go when they're open. They have lockers outside that you can use the Dash Laundromat app to open up. Put your laundry in there. It lets them know that they have clothes in there to wash, dry, and fold. And then when they're done, they can put it right back in the locker for you to pick up whenever it works for you. So you can do that at the Dartmouth location at One State Road. You can also visit their brand new state-of-the-art New Bedford location in the South End across from Kilburn Mill on Rodney French Boulevard and just see what a great operation this is. And then the best part about it is you can walk out. You don't have to stay. You can drop off your clothes, have them washed, dry, and folded. They'll put it back in that reusable tote. Quick, convenient, totally stress-free. Although if you do have to stay at Dash, at least it's a nice, comfortable, well-lit, fun place to spend time. Visit DashLaundromat.com to get started today. Make sure you download the Dash Laundromat app to not only find out about all the services they offer, but it helps you keep up with your laundry while it's in the process of getting washed, dried, and folded. All right, DashLaundromat.com or the Dash Laundromat app. All right, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Two dead, one injured in a shooting at an ICE facility in Texas. Exercise may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's, and coffee prices are on the rise.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
At least two detainees are dead and one in critical condition after a shooter opened fire on a Dallas ICE facility. ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan said the shooter targeted the entire building.
What we do know so far is that the shooter was firing indiscriminately throughout the whole building. And so this shooter was at a building nearby and shooting directly into the building, going across the entire length of the building.
The shooter has reportedly been identified as 29-year-old Joshua Jean. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a nearby apartment building. The FBI is investigating the shooting as a part of a targeted violence. FBI Director Kash Patel posted a picture on X of shell casings engraved with the phrase anti-ICE that were found at the scene. No ICE agents were injured in part of that shooting. There's been a huge rise in dangerous types of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The CDC says between 2019 and 2023, certain infections rose by more than 460% in the United States. That includes pneumonia, bloodstream infections, urinary tract infections, and wound infections. The CDC says they are hard to treat and can be deadly. Officials say that certain bacteria is resistant to some of the strongest antibiotics available. And the CDC says that they're studying the reason for the surge. Coffee prices up on the rise, up 20% this time from last year. Rob Pearson is a director of coffee at Windmill Coffee Roasters, and he spoke about the increase.
The tricky part with coffee prices right now is that the tariffs are increasing an already unstable pricing market. Last year, Brazil, who produces over 60% of the coffee worldwide, had a bad year. And so because of a small harvest, the price went up last year.
There's currently a 50% tariff on the U.S. largest supplier, Brazil. Pearson says several factors are playing into the increased prices of coffee, including supply and demand and the vulnerability of growing coffee due to various weather conditions. A bipartisan No Coffee Tax Act has been introduced in the House to try to repeal the 50% tariff on Brazil to hopefully bring down the price of coffee. Two executions will be carried out today. Texas will give a lethal injection to a 35-year-old Blaine Milam for killing a 13-month-old child in 2008 during a so-called exorcism. And Alabama set to execute a 50-year-old Jeffrey West using nitrogen gas. West is on death row for murdering a gas station employee during a robbery in 1997. If all goes well today, as planned, it will be the fifth double execution in the U.S. this year. An Iowa woman has been found guilty of murder after the dead body of her ex was discovered in the backseat of her car. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Margot Lewis traveled to Minneapolis in June of last year and killed her former romantic partner, Liara Sy. Police say after the murder, Lewis crashed Sy's stolen vehicle, where they found the body in the back seat. Lewis will be sentenced in November. The Cleveland Clinic is highlighting how the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease can be reduced with exercise.
September is World Alzheimer's Month, and Dr. Dylan Wint is a neurologist at the Cleveland Clinic and says there's strong evidence showing that those who exercise regularly are less likely to develop cognitive decline. He recommends people do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity each week. That includes walking, running, cycling, and doing chores. The doctor adds that the Mediterranean diet and the MIND diet appear to be effective in preventing cognitive decline. I'm Lisa Taylor.
American shoppers are pointing at the cost of groceries as being a major source of stress in their life. That's the sentiment coming from data from the Consumer Price Index showing grocery prices rising 0.6% from July to August, marking the steepest one-month gain in roughly 3 years. Groceries are now 2.7% higher than a year ago and up about 30% from before the pandemic.
WBSM Sports.
Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-1 yesterday. One more game with the two teams tonight in Toronto. First pitch, 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Cloudy with rain today, lower 70s. Staying muggy tonight, 65 with clouds. Scattered showers again tomorrow, upper 70s. Partly sunny on Saturday. Still more clouds, though, 73. And more clouds for Sunday, 71. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Actor Michael Douglas is celebrating his 81st birthday today, while his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, is celebrating her 56th birthday. How did I not know that they shared a birthday? Former model Cheryl Teagues is 78. Former Boston Celtic Bob McAdoo turns 74. And so does Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill. Actress Heather Locklear, who starred on T.J. Hooker in the 80s and Melrose Place in the 90s, and was married to both Bon Jovi's Richie Sambora and Motley Crue's Tommy Lee, although not at the same time. She's 64 years old today. Six-time NBA champ Scottie Pippen is 60. Actor and musician Will Smith is getting jiggy at 57. Bridget Wilson, best known as Veronica Vaughn in Billy Madison, is 52. One of the girls next door, Bridget Marquardt, is also 52. NBA great Chauncey Billups is 49, and actress Clea DuVall is 48. Rapper T.I. turns 45 today. And actor and musician Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino, although he has retired that persona, is 42. And Bella Ramsey of The Last of Us is celebrating her 22nd birthday today. On September 25th, 1980, Led Zeppelin's hard-partying drummer John Bonham died at the age of 32 by asphyxiation after choking on his own vomit. After Bonham's death, Led Zeppelin chose to call it quits to honor their bandmate rather than find a new drummer. In 1981 on this date, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court. September 25th, 1982, Queen made their one and only appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing Crazy Little Thing Called Love and Under Pressure. Famously, singer Freddie Mercury had blown out his voice earlier in the day and barely recovered in time to perform on the show. In 1990, 21-year-old drummer Dave Grohl auditioned for Nirvana and was instantly given the job. September 25th, 1992, two fans were stabbed and 20 arrests were made after the trouble broke out at an Ozzy Osbourne gig in Oklahoma City. The sale of alcohol at the concert was blamed for the incident. September 25th, 1995, Courtney Love was given a one-year prison sentence, suspended for 2 years, and fined $1,000 and ordered to attend an anger management course after being found guilty of assaulting Bikini Kill singer Kathleen Hanna. In 1997, NBC's hospital drama ER was performed live on television. In 1999, the beloved coming-of-age series Freaks and Geeks debuted on NBC. Though it only ran for one season, it is now a cult classic, launching the careers of stars like Linda Cardellini, James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, and more. In 2017, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers performed what would be their final show at the Hollywood Bowl. Petty passed away a week later at the age of 66. That's the Gen X Files for September 25th, 2025. And now we have your brain freeze question of the week, your chance to answer a trivia question and win a free scoop or cone of homemade ice cream from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. And since today is One Hit Wonder Day, the question is, what is the top-selling one-hit wonder of all time in the United States? If you know the answer, 508-996-0500, and you could be winning some ice cream. What is the top-selling one-hit wonder of all time in the United States? And we'll probably play that song coming up. So 508-996-0500, if you can guess the answer to that question, or if you know the answer to that question. Now, it's kind of a disputed thing, but there's a number of different websites that kind of use the metric of, you know, this sold the most copies. But, you know, sometimes you get disputed sales numbers and all that kind of stuff, but because, you know, they're not really that forthcoming with how they release that information. But you know who is forthcoming with all the information? The Butcher Shop. In fact, Eric might be a little bit too honest when he calls it here on Fridays. And we go back and forth. Looking forward to talking with him tomorrow. But you don't have to wait. You can stop in the butcher shop today and get yourself something delicious. On a day like today, wouldn't it be nice to stop in and get something nice and hot for lunch? And they've got everything that you could possibly want, all in this old school neighborhood market. So stop in and get yourself something nice and hot and fresh for lunch that they're making up right now. Or you can get all your meat there. Don't waste time going to the supermarket and getting something that somebody cut the way they wanted to cut it and package it up who knows when. I saw a sticker that somebody put, a photo that somebody put of a piece of meat they got at a local supermarket. And the sticker on the meat said that it had been packaged that day. And when you looked at it, yeah, it looked okay on the front part. But when you flipped it over, I wouldn't have eaten it. I don't like when my meat is shiny. I don't want it to be reflective. I don't want my meat cosplaying as a mermaid costume. And you won't get that at the butcher shop. You're going to get nice, fresh, quality meat cut the way that you want it. So stop in and see them at 123 Dartmouth Street and find out what they're all about at the butcher shop. And you just won't go anywhere else after that. All right, I'm going to take a break here, looking for an answer to my brain freeze question. What is the top-selling one-hit wonder of all time in the United States? If you know the answer, 508-996-0500. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in a few moments.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screens, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023 may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Answer to the trivia question. The Word Up is not the best-selling one-hit wonder of all time, but it is a pretty good one-hit wonder. But we are looking for the answer to that question. What is the top-selling one-hit wonder of all time in the U.S.? And I'll give you a hint. It's not an older song. I mean, it kind of is now, but it's from this millennium. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, how much music was purchased. See, back in the day, in the 90s, we didn't purchase singles anymore, really. They were still out there. You could still go get your singles, which I used to get all the time at Words and Music over here in Fairhaven. I loved going over there and buying singles. But also, in those days, a CD didn't really cost that much.
You know, they originally were kind of expensive. They were like $25 for a CD. But the price got down to about $9-$10 for a CD. And so you weren't really overly cautious if you liked one song from an artist. If there was one song that you liked, you would go and buy the whole album. At least I did. Maybe you didn't, but I would. So if, you know, the Refreshments just had Bandidos, I would still go and buy the entire Refreshments album as opposed to just trying to find the single or the CD single for one song. Now, what changed is in the early 2000s, you started to be able to download songs and then you could get one particular song. So if you only liked this song from this artist, you could go on the iTunes store and pay 99 cents and just get the song. So you might have had one-hit wonders that might have had a bigger audience back in the 80s and the 90s, but somebody might have gone out and bought that whole album as opposed to just buying the song itself. So that's why I think that this song, that's the answer to the question, is the top one. 508-996-0500, though, if you know the answer, and you could be winning some free ice cream. In the next hour, I will go through those questions from the New Bedford Police Department regarding how they can deal with ICE operations in the city. I don't know that we'll read it, you know, verbatim, word for word. You can certainly check it out for yourself on the NewBedfordPD.com website. But I'll just kind of give you the overlay of what their involvement is, because they're right. There is a lot of confusion as to what their role is. And this happened when there was the operation, the federal operation that was happening in the South End a few weeks ago that turned out not to be ICE. It was the FBI, and they were picking up an American citizen who was being charged with fraud. But there were questions about what is the police warning immigrants about it. And of course, that was ridiculous. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I want to guess on that. Is it the Macarena?
It is not. That's a good guess, though. A very good guess.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. And what I'll do is I'll take a break here. And if we don't get a winner during this break, then I'll let you know the answer. Maybe this one was a little too hard. Or maybe folks are just like, it's too cold for ice cream. I'm not thinking about ice cream. Let's see. Let me see if this is somebody that wants to guess. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
No, Spooky. I don't want to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You mentioned Woods and Music before. I used to go there, too. And I'm a bit older than you. But I thought it was a great music store. What happened? Why did it close down?
I'm not sure. I don't know what happened there. I know that for a while they started bringing in other items. So they were selling like toys and things like that, like collectibles, to try to stem. I think what happened is people just started downloading music and stopped buying physical media. And now they're buying physical media again. So a store like that could do well again.
Well, as I remember, though, it was quite a while ago. And I don't think the downloading was really going crazy when they closed. I thought, you know, they were still, I never went in the place and saw the place empty, to tell you the truth. How about you?
True, but I also don't know how many of those people were actually buying and how many of them were just hanging around listening to the music they would always play.
Well, I again, when my going there, I always thought that they had a good clientele and people were buying. And people do listen to music too when they go in those places. That sort of thing.
I used to go in there and get import stuff from Europe and Japan that you couldn't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had a good variety of music. Obviously, my music wasn't your music, but it had a good variety of all kinds of things. And it was just, I just thought it was a shame that it closed down when it did. I wanted to know the reason if you knew, because if anyone would know, Spooky, it would be you.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I can tell you at least we've got two great record stores now here locally, so.
Yeah, I know the ones that you're talking about. I've been in them, but it's not the same vibe for me, to tell you the truth, as Woods and Music. You know, I bought a lot of things out of there, you know, music that I liked, and it was inexpensive to use the discs and stuff like that, so.
Right, yeah.
All right, then, my friend, we'll let you go.
All right, you have a good day.
Thank you.
And we have another call here. Let me just see, maybe this is a guess. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Is it Gangnam Style?
No, that's another good guess, though, but it's not. That was one of the top selling in the world, but this it wasn't one of the top selling in the U.S.
Alrighty, sir.
Thank you so much. That was a good one, though. We had a couple of good guesses there, but the answer might actually surprise you. So I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll play that one, and we'll just save this up, this ice cream, for next week. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments.
Myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love to make us still remember.
And that is the best-selling one-hit wonder of all time in the U.S. Gautier with Somebody That I Used to Know. And congratulations to Ken. He got the right answer, and he gets a free scooper cone of homemade ice cream from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream, located in the Lifestyles Plaza here in Fairhaven. So, yeah, I was surprised that was the answer to the question myself when I was looking it up yesterday, but it's based on those sales, taking into account people who bought physical media and digital streams. And when you think about it, that came out at a time, you know, in the early 2010s, what was it, 2012, 13, 14, around that time, where, yeah, that's at the height of people paying 90.